That was just Total Mass Retain's cover of the classic Yes song, Roundabout. Be sure to catch them the next time that they're... I think Joel said they're playing again at City Winery this summer.
Yeah, and can you believe we're already thinking about the summer? Today's the first day of winter, the shortest day of the year.
Is it really? I had a feeling. It was like that when I was driving to work today.
It's dark.
I was driving to work,
hey,
and I was like, the sun
is... so dark out? I thought to myself, it's real dark. Where'd the sun go?
Where's the sun at?
Sun's gone. Hopefully it'll come back soon.
Yeah, the prodigal sun. That was stupid.
Nice deep breath in and let it go.
This is... Oh, you want to do the station ID? It's right there.
This is DJ Snacks and Mellow Max on Highly Recommended, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How'd I do?
You did great. That was perfect. You nailed it.
I was telling Max, I was like, I could do this. I could be on a radio. I could talk a lot about stuff and music and things, and he's like, you could at 3 a.m. and I'm like, it's already past my bedtime.
I really lucked out when I got my WMFO radio show because...
Yeah, it's a great time.
Well, when my first semester, it was at 3 a.m.
Yeah, not going to work for Granny over here.
No, that was rough. Yeah. I mean, well, I was up till 3 a.m. anyway.
Yeah.
So, but that's freshman year of college stuff.
Yeah.
And then semester, I got on the exec board at WMFO. And
that's
that
what
was
it takes.
What?
Is that what it takes?
Well, that was the last semester where they had the rule that exec board members got first dibs. And after that, it's based on how many volunteer hours you have.
Gotcha.
And once I was on exec board as the volunteer coordinator, I had a lot of volunteer hours.
Mm.
I was in charge of the volunteer hours, in fact.
I see.
Which isn't to say that I gave myself unfair volunteer hours. I did not. It just takes a lot of volunteer hours to count everyone else's volunteer hours because they were all written in a book. None of it was automated. I needed to go through and hand type.
Is it still not automated?
No, it's automated now.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, someone made a Google form and...
That's all it took. Yeah. You should have done that, you crazy tech god. Why didn't you do that?
Well, because, you know, spending...
Max is like, I just coded this thing to wake me up in the morning. And I'm like,
my bed
what?
Folds me in half and pushes me out of bed and then brushes
my
teeth.
Yeah, no big deal.
Me,
I just coded this thing. I'm a programmer and I coded this thing and now it wakes me up out of bed in the morning. And
that's right.
Max's Alexa goes, haha, you're so funny, Max. Because he's always talking to that little lady.
little cylinder.
Yeah, that little cylinder of a
yeah.
woman. Yeah. Anyway.
What a good cylinder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunity to come onto your radio show, though, which I enjoy immensely. You have the look on your face that you're thinking of something.
There's a song called Alexa, and it's about Alexa. Do you know it? It's not local, though.
I don't know it.
I'll play it for you later. It's a good song. But coming up next is a local group. It's going to be the Q-Tip Bandits.
Woo!
Woohoo! Who I saw live in an Alston basement in 2016.
You're cool,
19.
Max.
Does
it get
cool.
cooler than that?
It does. ¶¶
jackals, they cackle into the night. They leave me wondering why I hear the whispers of the willow and all the sirens of the sea. Found shelter while outside the wind blows from all the sights I've yet to see. I hear you call my name. I hear you call my name.
Bye. rocks me back to sleep, keeps me on automatic. Press my face up close against the glass, I see the people when they pass, they move so automatic. You wake up when I go down, the radio reminds me I'm alive, we've been hearing it all night. Grandma, don't let this go, don't let the life fade away. Push me around, cause I'll double down. Cause I don't care, no, not at all. And I never fall. And every time I roll the dice, snake eyes never come as a surprise. Dismantle you with your own tools, no time to explain. You know I'm flying.
We're back. Hello.
Oh boy, are we back.
It is 10:22, and those of you who regularly attend On the Town with Mikey D knows that that means that it's almost time for our live guest.
Ooh, live guest.
Ooh, and playing tonight is The Only Humans. But first, DJ Snacks, take it away.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. Steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, and let's talk about some music that we just listened to, too. Let's see. So that last song was Double Down by Sloth Rust. And before that, and Sloth Rust, or, you know, it's an interesting name. If you put the emphasis on a different syllable, it could be Slow Thrust.
Slow Thrust?
Yeah.
And it's like a bunch of letters.
So many letters.
It's just like all the letters, you know?
Yeah, it's like an anagram.
Yeah.
And
S is for sloth, and L is for loth, and O is for off, and T is for t.
Before that was Crumb, which is a Tufts band, with the song Ghost Ride. Before that, I'm sorry, Joel, it was the Talking Heads, which they are a local band, but everyone knows them.
That in quotes.
It's like, what? They are local.
Where are they from?
They're from RISD.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
My bosses went to RISD.
Nice.
And what else did we hear?
Before that was Wrong with Milton Friedman's Big Dumb.
Big Dumb.
How did you find Wrong?
My friend Jordan from New Jersey knows all of the music there ever is or will be, and he told me that they were playing a show and that I should go see them.
That's pretty neat. Did you?
I was unable to attend the show due to the fact that I was studying for my exams.
Mm. Next time Wrong plays, we should see them. I like their sound.
Yeah. Oh, and that reminds me of another local band that we totally could have seen that had their last show the week before I took my exam.
Oh, no.
I'm actually bummed out about it because they were really cool. Let me see if I can...
Big sad.
I know. You know, that's the sad thing about local bands. They sometimes come and then they go. But
well, all bands.
Hopefully they leave us with, like, good music before they, like, completely disintegrate.
That's all one can ever hope for.
Yeah, what's your biggest hope right now? Money, music.
I guess, I hope that... I hope that my plants don't die before I get to water them.
I watered all my plants yesterday, but I have severely neglected them for the past like year, which is really bad. The band is called Really From, by the way.
Really From?
Yeah, that's the one that I totally missed. And I'm pretty sure they're from here, but I might be totally wrong.
I'll give it a look. Really From.
Really From.
Where are they really from?
Boston.
Really From, Really From Boston?
Really From is Really From Boston. Isn't that cool?
Really?
But I think it's like a play on like, oh, but where are you really from?
Yeah, because it looks like they
have a lot of different like ethnicities and backgrounds from people in the band. And I'm sure that like they've experienced that horrible question of like, but where are you really from?
That's right.
And I think the song Apartment Song, even like a lot of the and some of their other songs, I remember listening to it, like have that kind of ring true of like that experience of, you know.
Well, it's on the playlist. We'll get to them eventually.
Cool.
Coming up now is Shub Saran.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. And would you believe that that crosswalk is still going?
Oh, yeah. 24/7. Would you believe it?
Doop, doop, doop. The sound of nightmares.
The sound of WMFO. And that was Shub Saran with It Was You. Some cool local jazz. And local coming jazz. Up now, we're going to hand things off to Studio D for some live music from The Only Humans.
Live music! Woo!
The house lights came back up. There was no second encore. We tore into the streets like rabid dogs. Looking for a meal, you jumped into my front seat and turned the radio up loud. And we pretended not to notice we missed the only exit home. And at my funeral, they won't sing Amazing Grace, they'll sing We Can Be Heroes Just for One Day. And you knew that we'd run out of gas, but you didn't say I told you so. You just took my stupid hand and walked me down a road we're never fine if we try. And the road turned into a field, and our lives rolled out in every imaginable. In town. And you've never been so lost that you couldn't eventually find yourself. You've never been so far outside a city. See this many stars, and from the hood of my car, we drew complex constellations, a cosmic map where we'll meet in another life. Looked away for a moment, and we couldn't find it again. When time catches up with the two of us, we'll find it then. At my funeral, they'll
from On the Town with Mikey D. We are The Only Humans. Thank you. That was the second song out of the songs we're playing tonight. Coming up next, we usually do this when we play a show, we play the third song after the second song. It's a different song every time, but it's always the third song that we play. This is a song I wrote a long time ago, and we haven't released it yet, but one day we will. That's really the story of this song. Heavy branches lined with white like the skeletons of the trees. It was the kind of cold, dark, bitter night you could let yourself just freeze to death. Never able to fully catch my breath after you waved to me when you got onto the plane. And I wondered if I was allowed to miss you as much as I do. The snow is piled high on the side of the road. The fresh frozen ice was black. I felt the frost stinging at my hands and face, felt the skin on my knuckles crack in the dry cold air. And I only dream in colors that I've seen you dye your hair. And I wonder if I had any right to miss you as much as I do. To myself that I miss you. And I wondered if there's any appropriate way I could call it an appropriate time and tell you that I really miss you. I 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 miss you. So not too long ago, I went to this like songwriting retreat that's hosted by Steve Earle, who's a country singer or Americana or whatever it's called now, and you pay to go and he'll listen to your songs and critique your song and then you listen to him play his songs, which is kind of a really expensive concert, but when we got to my song, Steve. We're on a first name basis now. Steve listened and he said, you know, it's pretty good, because he has to, because we pay him a lot of money to be at Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. But like, he tries to give you genuine feedback, and the genuine feedback he tried to give me was that my songs have too many syllables. And it occurred to me as we were singing the chorus of that last one, Renee doesn't even sing that one because she can't, because there's too many syllables for us to do it accurately. So that's not the song I played for him, but maybe he was on to something. So anyway, we're a band called The Only Humans. Next year, we're starting to release some new songs from what's our second album. It's coming out next year, hopefully. But the songs certainly will, or some of the songs certainly will, and this is one of the songs from it. And it's about when you fall in love with somebody and you really suspect that they might be an otherworldly being. And a lot of the stuff they do can kind of like, it's really good evidence, but you're afraid to confront them about it until it's too late, and then you just kind of blow up and you ruin what might have been a good thing. Nope, that's not how that goes. Oh, it is how it goes.
Thank you.
I knew she was a vampire. I never saw the sun on her skin. She wore the night like a tight dress. I was more afraid to lose her than I was to let her in. She lived for centuries without me. I never lived until I met her. I would have transformed completely. She only needed to say the word. But some silence will keep you from sleeping. Some doubts will follow you home. Some nights I just stared at the ceiling. And it was blood red lipstick and cheap movie moonlight the first time we kissed. I wanted to know how it felt to live forever, to forget who you loved, to never be missed. Some thoughts are better unspoken. Some fears will swallow you whole. Some doors are better unopened. Saw her in the mirror with me. I knew I'd get old and fade from her memory. When I couldn't contain it, I said it's not hard to see that I'm a stop, not a destination. I'm the shot that gets cut from the reel. And I can't let you stay, knowing you're gonna leave me. And the air turned ice and she cried. No, she made the wrong choice. Everybody's waiting for her to say something. But she can't find her voice.
That was the fifth song. Actually, we broke the rules now because we actually didn't play the fourth song. And we always play the fourth song, but we didn't play it. We just went right to the fifth. But we're not going back now. It's too late. I broke decorum. Thank you. I did, and I'm supposed to be the one who's got it together. That's not true at all. We wrote most of these songs while there was 2020. So as a result of a lot of films or books or movies, movies and films are different things in my head. And so there's a lot of takeoffs and science fiction things, and there's a lot of Greek mythology appearances on the record. And this one is the story Odysseus. There's a book called The Odyssey named after Odysseus, or maybe vice versa. But he has a wife, and this just kind of considers, you know, that he's doing all kinds of stuff, and I know he's trying to get home, but I was just thinking about what she must have felt like just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
sun skips across the water. I hug myself against the cold. Push out the voices of well-meaning friends who want me to try again. Before I'm old, and I thought maybe one of these days you would come home.
One of these days you would.
And I thought maybe one of these days you would come home. I write a lot of notes of things I want to tell you. Forget what they're about, but I keep them anyway. I don't know which God is the right one to pray to. I hope one of them gets back to me someday. And I thought maybe one of these days you would come home. And I thought maybe one of these days you would come home. Song is the last of the Greek myths for this evening, I think, right?
Oh, it's the last of the Greek myths, but we've
not the
we've
last
got
of
some
the myths. There's
myths.
Some other cultural myths. Yeah. So this is actually the newest song we've got. I think we've only played it once, and it was just me and Neil. This was written even after the full album, and we might try to do like an EP or something because we've got a couple other new songs. But you know, there's an order to the thing, so maybe we'll do the album first. Sorry? And Lils is pointing out that we got a lot of songs. Some of the songs you're hearing right now are songs we've never done anything with. So I hope everyone's got cassette tape recording what's happening now, because this is the only chance you'll ever have to hear them. The best mixtape I ever had. When I actually had the stereo system, the stereo radio, and you could do a cassette tape, it was Matchbox 20's Bent, but just a bunch of times. So I'd sweep through radio stations, so it's just announcements from Mix 98.5 or Kiss 108 or whatever, and it's just you catch the tail end or of their intro to the song, or they're oh, that was Matchbox 20, and it's just that. But then in between that little conversation, we had five or six Bents by Matchbox 20. Wait, Push. No, it was Bent. It was Bent. No, I didn't like Push as much. It only appeared one time after Back Too Good. Okay, anyway, this is one of ours. This is called Narcissus. The front desk clerk is half asleep when she signs on the room to me. The lobby feels like Ellis Island. I am a refugee. I know that somewhere you're still raging in your endless one-person war. I wish I hadn't let you chase me from my homeland, but that's not my home anymore. The sound of the ice machine keeps my thoughts from getting too loud. I walk down the hallway in my bare feet, still afraid to make a sound. Last night I threw my phone in the swimming pool down on the first floor, 'cause I know that you'll be calling me, but I can't answer anymore. I won't change my name, but I would. You can keep all of our friends as long as you stay gone for good. You can tell them that it's all my fault. It really helps that you're a narcissist. One of these days you're gonna get caught up in your own reflection, finally forget that I exist. And when the sun comes up, my own reflection fades from the hotel balcony door, and I see the city where my whole life was, but that's not my life anymore. For everyone keeping track at home, this next song is also an E flat. I know that's a pretty rookie mistake to put two E flat songs just slap bang right next to each other right on the set list, because everybody's like, it's a churlish thing to do, I think. But we're gonna do it. This is one of those oft lamented songs that of which Lils was referring, of a song we've played a lot but never did anything with. So if you want us to record an official version of the song, just call in to On the Town with Mikey D at WMFO and leave some feedback. We'll record an official version of it and we'll have it out to you via cassette tapes sandwiched right between two instances of Bent by Matchbox 20.
Disconnect me from my own words. Resurrect me on a screen till they become so run together that you can barely tell what I mean. There will come a glorious day when we will all be turning in our tongues. For the right to stand in a line with not enough
cool. So again, call that number. Call the number and call it in, or you can tweet at us for the remaining 5 days that thing's going, right? Woof. Find us on. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that we're also on Instagram without Elon finding us here and then canceling our Twitter. Is it only on Twitter that we're not allowed to refer to other things? Or is he just watching the rest of everything?
So far, just Twitter.
So far, just Twitter. Okay. Well.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah. Well, I don't want him to know I exist right now. I didn't vote in the should Elon stay. Mm-hmm.